You are not lazy. Despite what you might have heard from parents or teachers or coworkers or supervisors or spouses or others about your inability to start a project as a person with ADHD, it is not laziness. It's lack of dopamine. See, dopamine's role as a neurotransmitter is to encourage us to take action. And because the ADHDer runs low on dopamine, those of us with ADHD don't have the required juice to get things going. It's kind of like trying to drive a car without any gas. You're not going to get very far. But there are ways that you can hack your dopamine delivery system and work with the natural ebb and flow of your energy to get across that motivation bridge that so many of us struggle with. So stay tuned for today's episode where we're discussing why it is that those of us with ADHD struggle with motivation and where to find it. All that on today's episode of the ADHD Mompreneur.
Welcome to the ADHD Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Christy Lingo. I'm a mom and entrepreneur with over a decade of experience in both. I also have ADHD, so I know firsthand how difficult it can be to navigate the neurotypical world as a mompreneur with a neurodivergent brain. And since you've probably already stopped paying attention to this boring introduction, let's go ahead and jump into today's episode.
Whether it's from others or from ourselves, those of us with ADHD have probably heard the term lazy in some way, shape, or form in relation to our motivation. You might have been told to try harder when you were in school, or maybe you're in a constant mental battle with yourself over what you should be doing. Maybe you just keep kicking the can down the road, hoping that one day the motivation to do this thing that you need to do or you think you should do will magically appear. But here's the thing, and it's a big one, so pay attention. You're not lazy. Your brain is different. See, motivation is rooted in task initiation and follow-through. And task initiation and follow through are executive functions. And those of us with ADHD, we struggle with executive functions. Laziness, by definition, is having or showing an unwillingness to work. And I can confidently say that every ADHDer that I have worked with does have a willingness to work. Where they struggle is deciding what to do, breaking that task down into manageable pieces, continuing to follow through until the task is completed, or a fear of criticism or failure. All of these actions are directly linked to your executive function. And what is it again that those of us with ADHD struggle with due to low dopamine in our system? Oh, right, executive function. The good news is, since our lack of motivation is due to our less than stellar executive function and not laziness, there are some workarounds that we can incorporate into our daily routines to help us boost our motivation when it's feeling low. So let's wrap up today with some tips to help you increase your motivation when you are struggling to start a project or to get a task done. First, increase your dopamine. Do whatever works for you to boost this all-important neurotransmitter that aids executive function. If you know you've got a task or a project on your to-do list that you are less than excited about starting, do something just before the time you plan to work on it to boost that dopamine. You can boost your dopamine through exercise or physical activity, which may be the single most beneficial way to boost your dopamine naturally. You could also try supplements, medications, meditation or mindfulness exercises, getting some sunlight, doing something you love, or turning on your favorite music just before a work session. Next, work with your energy. Energy meaning your biological clock, not necessarily woo-woo energy, although there isn't anything wrong with woo-woo energy. It's so important as a mom and business owner with ADHD to chart your peak energy times so that you can maximize your focus and follow through. I dare say that energy management is more important than time management for many of us with ADHD. For example, I am a morning person, And for years, I struggled with motivating myself to get the dishes done after dinner. I just literally had nothing left when it came to the evening hours. After learning about my chronotype and working with my energy, I started to give myself grace for not completing the task of finishing the dishes after dinner in the evenings when my energy was low, and started to do the dishes the next morning when my energy was higher. The dishes are still getting done, it's just not happening right away, and that's okay. If you're interested in learning about your chronotype and the peaks and low points for energy throughout your day, you can check out the chronotype quiz from Dr. Michael Bruce at The Sleep Doctor that I've listed in the show description below. Next, DIFIT. DIF is an acronym that stands for Do It For 5 Minutes. I came up with this acronym after I was struggling to motivate myself to work out again after my cancer treatment. It was so hard for me to get back into the routine, and I knew it was important because my doctors and my physical therapist would tell me every single time I would see them. So I made a deal with myself to work out for 5 minutes. Sometimes I would end there. Sometimes I would do a little bit more. Either way, I at least got something done. Since then, I've applied the DIFIT principle to all kinds of tasks that I have trouble motivating myself to do around the house. Folding the laundry, sanding the drywall repairs that I made in my kids' bedroom, writing YouTube scripts. So next time you're feeling less than motivated, DIFIT. Do it for 5 minutes, and if you keep going, great. And if you don't keep going, that's great too. At least you've gotten something done. Next, make it smaller. Another way that you can help to motivate yourself when you have a big task or project is to break that task up into smaller, more manageable pieces. Because when a task feels big and overwhelming, it feels like it's going to take a lot of energy to get it done. If we just see paint the boys' bedroom on our to-do list, it may feel too overwhelming to even start. But if instead we see smaller tasks like buy paint, or check on painting supplies, or patch nail holes on our to-do list, those tasks don't feel as big and overwhelming. To help motivate yourself, make it micro and make incremental progress. Side note, if you haven't picked up on it yet, I am currently in the process of painting my kids' bedroom, which is a project that I have been trying to motivate myself to do since the summer. And my next tip is something that has helped me to get over my motivational hurdle. That is to ask for help. After over a decade as both a mom and an entrepreneur, I can tell you for certain that there are no prizes or rewards for doing everything by yourself. And I realize that there may be all kinds of reasons why you don't want to get help on a particular task or project. Someone might not do it the way that you would want it done. It may take longer to explain to someone how to do it than to just do it yourself. Maybe you feel like asking for help makes you look weak or incapable of following through on the task. But let me ask you this. Is it better to make some progress or no progress? If your motivation is low and there is somebody in your house or on your team that can help you out and move this project along, try delegating part or all of the task to these people instead of becoming your own roadblock. And finally, find accountability. Approval, obligation, and fear of letting somebody else down can be a great way for those of us with ADHD to get over our motivational hurdles. Asking a friend or family member to act as an accountability partner or hiring a coach may just give you the bump in motivation that you need. If you'd like to learn more about types of accountability or why accountability is so important for those of us with ADHD, you can check out my episode from last week by following the link in the show description. To wrap up, I want to clarify that I'm not suggesting that you push yourself beyond your capacity just to reach a goal or complete a project. This is especially important if you are experiencing symptoms of burnout or if you suffer with comorbid conditions like depression or anxiety along with your ADHD. Listen to any advice that you get from your therapist or your doctor about how hard to push or how long to break. But if you are feeling overwhelmed or confused or struggling with where to start, these tips can definitely come in handy. And if you are looking for accountability as a mom and business owner with ADHD, I'm your girl. My programs address motivational issues by meeting with you each week to discuss what you'd like to focus on and then following up to make sure that you're focusing on those things. If you'd like to learn more about my programs, you can visit my website at theadhdmompreneur.com. That's all for this week's episode. I'll be back next week with a second installment of ADHD hacks that I personally use to keep my head above water as a mom and a business owner with ADHD. So be sure that you've hit that follow or subscribe button so you don't miss any of the upcoming episodes of the ADHD Mompreneur.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the ADHD Mompreneur podcast. If you're a business-owning mom with ADHD, you're going to need to grab my free, customizable, essential checklists for ADHD mompreneurs by visiting bit.ly/checklistsforADHDmompreneurs or by following the link in the episode description. To keep up with my latest episodes, make sure you hit the follow or subscribe buttons. And do it now, before you forget. Until next time,